So here's the million-dollar question. How are men like us who work hard, have good motives, and a God-given purpose supposed to fulfill the calling on our lives and the dreams in our hearts, all while establishing sexual integrity, thriving relationships, and a meaningful connection with God? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Sathya Sam. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Yo, yo, what is up, my man? It's Sathya Sam here. Welcome to Unleash the Man Within. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Look, today we're going to talk about a bit of a spicy one, the dangers of celibacy and abstinence. It's going to be super interesting. But before I jump into that, I want to just mention really quickly, if you haven't left a rating or review for the show yet, that is helping us grow really quickly, and I really have appreciated it. I mean, the reality is we have grown tremendously the last couple of years. No sponsors, no ads, just you guys doing your thing. It means the world to me. And I really just want to thank you, those of you that have already done that. If you haven't yet, you see value in what we're providing and you want to help the show grow, that is the best way you can do it. And it really does go a long way for us. So whatever platform it is, Spotify, Apple Podcast, I'm actually an Overcast guy myself. I know it's kind of random, but wherever it might be, those reviews go a long way. And if you're willing to leave one for us, it would mean the world to me. So that's everything. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. In the meantime, let's jump into today's content. So today's content actually was inspired by a recent interview I did with a guy named Jim O'Day. And he has a non-for-profit freedom recovery organization that is based primarily on Catholic traditions and Catholic faith. And I'm not against Catholicism. Obviously, there's parts of it that I don't believe and don't agree with. But it was really cool to have him on here to hear his perspective. And I flip-flopped on whether or not I want to ask him a question about all of the scandals that have been in the Catholic Church, especially with priests touching little boys, basically. And, you know, I had just met him. Some of these podcast guests I'm meeting really just before the interview, and some of them I've known for a while, or, you know, you do a pre-call. It just sort of depends on the arrangement. But anyway, halfway through the interview, I just decided, what the heck, I'm going to ask him. And I wasn't sure, you know, what he was going to say, but he had a really interesting response. And my question basically was, do you think that there's an explanation for why priests have been so notorious for sexual abuse in the Catholic Church? And do you think it has anything to do with their vow for celibacy and abstinence? And I thought for sure he was going to kind of defend it. And he basically just said, yes. He said, yeah, I think so. And I just thought that was really interesting. And I wasn't expecting it. And as we got more into it, it started to become very obvious why celibacy would create these kinds of issues. And it, you know, number one, it sort of had me feeling for my single guys, those of you that are listening that are single. It's not easy. It's not easy living a life of abstinence and celibacy. And those of you that are dating or engaged, my word, all the more challenging, you know, when you're kind of about to cross the goal line, but you're not quite there, right? Difficult. And what I wanted to talk about today is why I think there's a link, you know, and it's a little bit about what we discussed in that interview with Jim, but there's other layers to this. Why there's a link between, you know, celibacy and abstinence and sexual misbehavior, especially abusive behavior if you've made a vow of celibacy that's lifetime. And then secondly, how to approach these subjects in a way that's actually really healthy. So why would celibacy cause sexual misbehavior when celibacy in of itself is actually a healthy sexual behavior, again, in the right context? Celibacy in a marriage, huge problem. Celibacy for a priest who has to abide by this to fulfill his professional responsibilities, very healthy, right? Celibacy for a single man who wants to stay pure going into marriage and save himself for his wife, very pure, right? Like, very good thing. So context matters here. But celibacy generally is seen as a good thing. Let's think about what celibacy is. Okay, what we're basically saying is, hey, all of those sexual desires that you have, all of those sexual urges and impulses and things that come up, just stuff those. Just put those things away, sweep them under the rug, keep them at bay. And then one day you're going to get married. And all of a sudden, you're just going to open the doors. Like it's like this closet that's been just crammed full of so much stuff. It's bursting. The door barely stays shut. One day you're going to open it. And all of a sudden, you're just going to have this beautiful, beautiful experience. Kind of silly, right? Like, it doesn't work that way. And even with the closet metaphor, it's like, once you open that door, it's a mess. It's a mess. Even if it's full of things that are supposed to be in the room, they're not just suddenly organized and neatly put in their place, right? And the point is that celibacy, the wrong way, is all about suppression. It's all about stuffing. It's all about ignoring and neglecting. And what happens is, if you don't, you know, if you make a vow of celibacy for life, what happens is that closet eventually cannot stay shut and the door bursts open on its own. And it creates all kinds of messes. And the Catholic Church has been an example of that. And look, the non-Catholic Church, you know, we haven't exactly been the best example of that either. A lot of leaders having moral failures, right? So this whole conversation around celibacy and abstinence is often really misinformed. The goal in this is not to stifle sexuality, but rather to celebrate it. And so this takes me into the second component of our episode today, which is that if we want to really go about these subject matters in a way that's fruitful and healthy, then we want to make sure that we are seeing sex for what it is. In the case of the Catholic priest who vows to a lifetime of celibacy, who says, it's not just for a season, it's not just for, you know, a decade or two decades of my life even, for the rest of my life, I will be celibate. I will not be engaging in sexual activity. When sexual desires arise, because they will, they're not the enemy. They're there. That person's just as human as any other person, celibate or not. So when the sexual desires arise, those are things that need to be surrendered to the Lord. We want to embrace them. We want to acknowledge it for whether it's something lustful or maybe it's something that's totally innocent and it's just, wow, that's a beautiful woman. But we have to keep this part of our lives alive. We can't just try to kill it and then suddenly resuscitate it when we're allowed to have sex again, or in the case of a priest, never resuscitate it ever again and hope that some dead part of our inner being is going to just, you know, coast and we're going to be just fine. Not how it works. We are too, sex is too innate for us to approach it that way. So if you are approaching celibacy and abstinence, or you're encouraging somebody in it, they have to understand that sexuality is meant to be celebrated. It is God designed. It is God-given, and God celebrates it just as much as we do. And when we can acknowledge those things and articulate them and name them and bring them before the Lord and say, God, I'm having this desire. God, I'm having this thought. God, thank you that you've wired me to be a sexual being that recognizes people of beauty, people that are attractive. When we can bring these things to him, the entire experience changes because there's no longer something stuffed in the closet, you know, stifled, that's bound to just burst one day, you know, a weak moment or whatever it might be, overwhelmed. Rather, we are diffusing these situations healthily. And so nothing's getting stored or pent up. Rather, everything is getting processed in its appropriate way. And look, if you run into difficulties, you know, where it's like, I just can't seem to get over this one thought or this one person or whatever it is, then find somebody to talk to about it. Like the point is that we need to be intentional about finding ways to process these things, diffuse them, reach a resolve, and then boom, move on with our lives. That's the idea. And the same is actually true if you're sexually active and in a relationship. Not everything is meant to be sexualized. You shouldn't be thinking about sex day and night. That's not how this thing works. And the idea is that if you have unwanted sexual thoughts or desires or urges, look, that happens when you're sexually active just as much as when you're not. And we want to handle them the same way. We want to diffuse them. We want to embrace them, celebrate the sexual part of us, and then figure out how to reach a resolve so we can move forward with our lives. The dangers of celibacy and abstinence are that we actually stifle, that we create this sort of volcano that is going to erupt. It's just a matter of time. What we want to do instead is we want to diffuse the situation as they come so that we stay at a relatively even keel and stable place. And when we can't do that on our own, we want to make sure we're reaching out for help from other people, people that we trust, people that love us, and people that support us. So that's everything for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, if you're finding value from what we're doing here, thanks for leaving a rating or review on your platform. It goes a long way for us. In the meantime, love you guys. See you soon. Bye. Hey, everybody. It's Thea again. Thanks for listening to Unleash the Man Within. I wanted to take a quick moment to let you know about a free ebook that I wrote for you called The Ultimate Guide to Porn Recovery. It provides a basic framework for the recovery process and a few of my top tips completely free of charge. You can get it now at www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. That's www.ultimaterecoveryguide.com. Now, if you've been impacted by the podcast and you want to show some support in less than 60 seconds, there are three ways you can do that. First, you can leave a rating or review on your podcast platform. This lets people like you know that the content here is valuable. Secondly, you can share this episode with someone in your life that might benefit from the content. If you're passionate about helping other people experience freedom and success in their lives, this is one of the easiest ways to do that. And lastly, you can subscribe. I personally only listen to the podcast that I subscribe to. If you're seeking daily encouragement, guidance, and insight in your recovery journey, I highly recommend subscribing to Unleash the Man Within. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon.
The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast by Sathya Sam and his guests are for general information only and should not be considered medical, clinical, or any other form of professional advice. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.